I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Melissa Hart is the author of the new book, Wild Within, How Rescuing Owls Inspired a Family. It tells the tale of a romance that begins with 600 pounds of frozen rats and a young barred owl and a family that came into being as a result. Melissa Hart will celebrate the release of the book with a reading and slideshow at Tsunami Books in Eugene on August 16th, and she joins me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, 600 pounds of frozen rats. Nothing is more romantic than that, is it?
It was very romantic, yes.
Perhaps we should set a little bit of context. Tell me how frozen rats actually begin a relationship.
Well, I met this tall, handsome photographer at the Wayne Morse Dog Park some years ago, and we got to talking, and he let me know about the Cooper's hawks that were flying overhead. And since I showed a little bit of interest in that, he invited me on a trip to Portland, a date, to pick up 600 pounds of frozen rats and some chickens and a baby barred owl. Turns out he was going to take all of that up to the Cascades Raptor Center. The frozen rats were actually going to be food for the raptors. The chickens were going to be used for the volunteers who were taking a training class in rehabilitation. And the barred owl was going to be rehabilitated and released back into the wild.
What is it about rehabilitation of owls and other birds that ended up drawing you in?
I had never particularly paid attention to birds of prey, even though I was living in the Ojai Valley and we have lots of birds of prey there. I guess I just never looked up. So when I got to the Raptor Center and up close to these amazing birds, it was absolutely intriguing.
I think one of the valuable things about interacting with other species is that they have a very different perspective. What did you learn from the birds about perspective on the world?
You really have to try to think like the bird. And I realize that's pretty much impossible, but you have to drop down to a deeper level and become aware of how the bird is seeing the UPS truck that's rumbling up the driveway. Or, you know, you really have to be careful of how the bird sees you as its handler or as its trainer. And so it made me very, very mindful of my actions, of my volume of voice. It really slowed me down. It became very meditative.
This book is largely a transition from rehabilitating birds to deciding to adopt a child. And I know there are close parallels there somehow. What in the rehabilitation process of birds inspired the motherhood urge?
For 30 years, I just was not interested in being a mother. And in fact, Jonathan and I really bonded over a bumper sticker on my car that read, "If I want to hear the pitter-patter of little feet, I'd put shoes on my cat." And we thought that was a hoot. But here we are really taking care of these birds, eagles and owls and red-tailed hawks. And all of a sudden, I found myself in a position of intensely nurturing another creature. And it sparked that longing to be a parent in him as well.
And so now that you've been in the parenting world for a while, where are the similarities and where are the differences between parenting and rehabilitating owls?
Well, the presentation I'm going to give at Tsunami is a bit comic, but also very much in earnest. The title is Everything I Know About Child Rearing, I Learned From My Owl. And in it, I'm going to talk about the principles of behavior modification and positive reinforcement as they pertain to both training birds of prey and training young children, because they are remarkably the same. You simply can't get your reinforcers mixed up. You must not get your dead mice mixed up with your M&Ms.
Not everyone who reads this book will either rehabilitate owls or adopt a child. For those who do not do that, what are the lessons in this book that apply?
Looking outside of yourself and dedicating yourself to a passion, and I don't care if it's owl training or basket weaving or long distance cycling or what, but dedicating yourself to a passion outside of yourself is a cure for depression. I understand that some people need medication as well, but I was so depressed when I moved here. And really, immersing myself in a completely different world did the trick. I was engaged, I was enamored. That's ultimately what I want people to come away with.
Melissa Hart, author of Wild Within, How Rescuing Owls Inspired a Family. She's also the author of Gringa, A Contradictory Childhood, and teaches writing at the University of Oregon. She'll give a reading, including a slideshow, at Tsunami Books in Eugene on Saturday, August 16th at 5 p.m. There will be representatives there from the organization A Family for Every Child. For more information, melissahart.com or on Facebook. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.